Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride Collected Walk. So Collected Walk first appears in dressage tests at medium level in the UK and at third level in the US, and continues right through to Grand Prix. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain how to ride Collected Walk so that you can prepare your horse for work at the higher levels. So firstly, what is Collected Walk? Now, when the horse reaches a higher level of training, his improved balance will allow him to remain on the bit whilst moving forwards with his neck arched and raised and with his poll at the highest point. Now, crucially, the clear 4-beat rhythm of the walk gait is maintained and the horse shows clear self-carriage without relying on the rider's hands for support. And the horse's hind legs are engaged with a hock action that clearly demonstrates increased carrying power. Now, in the collected walk, the horse's joints are more flexed than what you'll see in the medium walk, and every step, although it covers less ground, should be more elevated and active than in the medium walk. Now, your horse's hind feet should touch the ground either just behind or in the prints made by the front feet, and in order to ride walk pirouettes correctly, you will first need to be able to collect your horse's walk. So what is the judge looking for in a good collected walk? So when judging the collected walk, the judge wants to see a clear and correct rhythm, and the horse should be relaxed and supple through his back and top line so that the steps can cover ground, but the steps should show good activity and forward momentum. So now let's talk about some common faults that are seen during the collected walk. So the collected walk is very susceptible to rider-induced faults. Now, too much hand from the rider can often cause the horse to become tense and will corrupt the correct sequence of footfalls and the rhythm of the pace. Now, in the worst case scenario, the horse loses the correct footfalls of the pace altogether, and the sequence then becomes two-time, which is often referred to as pacing or lateral. Now, this is a very severe fault and it will be harshly penalised by the judge. Now, when the contact is too strong, the horse will become tight and too short in his neck and will often drop behind the vertical. And the walk will also lose activity so that the steps become flat and lack expression. So now let's talk about when to begin training the collected walk. So to avoid the risk of your horse developing the faults that we've just discussed, it's vital that you don't introduce the collected walk too soon, especially if your horse has a naturally good big walk. So wait until your horse can confidently collect his trot and canter before you begin training the collected walk. So now let's move on to talk about how to ride collected walk. So the collected walk should be ridden from the rider's seat and leg and never from the hand. So keep your hands soft and be prepared to allow a long or giving rein to keep the horse from becoming tense and tight through his back and neck. So sit up straight and heavy in the saddle with your weight on your seat bones, and be careful not to rock to and fro or drive the horse with your seat. Now, you should use your weight, core and back to hold the horse between your leg and hand whilst encouraging him to shorten his steps and march forward confidently with increased activity. Now, if you find that your horse is losing impulsion and is simply walking more slowly or ambling along with shuffling steps, then use transitions between the medium and collected walk to keep him alert and thinking forwards. Now, if the horse becomes tense and starts to jog, then ease your hand and allow him to relax on a long rein before beginning the exercise again. Now, remember that riding collection in all the paces is very tiring for your horse, so be ready to give him plenty of downtime and variety of work during your training sessions. So to wrap this episode up, the collected walk is not an easy pace to ride and train. Now, you should wait until your horse can confidently be ridden in collected trot and collected canter before attempting to teach him the collection in the walk. So use your weight, leg and seat to collect your horse, and be very careful not to use too much hand, as this can typically be the root cause of many faults seen in the collected walk. Now, if you need any more help when it comes to training this movement, or if you have any other training tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can start a discussion in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.